So if you take 1,000 people with heart failure, about 50% of them are because they've had heart damage, usually because of heart attacks. And so all of the same risk factors that we worry about for heart attacks, you worry about for heart failure: having diabetes, having high blood pressure, smoking, being overweight, being sedentary. Mm-hmm. So trying not to have those risk factors helps you avoid heart attacks, and avoiding heart attacks and heart damage helps you avoid heart failure down the road.
Can heart failure be treated or cured?
So heart failure can definitely be treated. In fact, the majority of, or the one of the largest single reasons for admission to the hospital over the age of 65 is the term heart failure. And it encompasses a lot of different diagnoses. But take, for example, people who have weakened hearts. There are some very effective medications, including beta blockers and a medicine called an ACE inhibitor, that help the heart work more effectively. And in some cases, if you have damage, it can reverse or stabilize the damage. There is also medications that can simply help with blood pressure. And for people who have normal functioning hearts as far as the strength, but have very stiff hearts, usually the answer is watching fluid, watching salt, and making sure your blood pressure is under control. There are also some very effective treatments towards the end stage that can help stabilize things or even save people's lives. And those include defibrillators, which can actually prevent people from dying suddenly. There's even more aggressive or invasive treatments like something called a left ventricular assist device, which is almost like an artificial heart that helps improve the pumping of the heart. And then there's even transplant, and transplants have become a, not routine, but a fairly common way of treating people with end-stage heart failure if they're a candidate for it.
So the signs and symptoms then of heart failure?
The biggest one is shortness of breath. Shortness of breath, leg swelling. If you can't sleep comfortably lying flat, that doesn't mean on your side or on your back, but there are some people, they say, well, I've had to sleep in my easy chair for the last few weeks. That's a big problem. You should be able to sleep comfortably lying horizontally.
So if heart failure is an oncoming problem, if you are paying attention to your body, it's something you should be aware of long before it happens.
Excuse me, there are people that don't know that they have heart failure, that they show up saying, I'm swollen, I'm short of breath, what is it? And they discover they have heart failure. If you already know that you have heart failure, it's very important to pay attention to your weight every day, your salt intake. I know everybody says drink a lot of water, but for people who have heart failure, that's absolutely the wrong answer. And so they really shouldn't push fluids because it can overwhelm the system. If the pump is not so good, you don't want to overload it with fluid.
The way you describe all of this in this particular problem, heart failure is almost kind of a misleading term.
It is. And I always tell people, you know, heart failure is kind of a wastebasket term. There's a, you know, 5 or 10 different things that you could call heart failure. You can have a normal heart, and if I give you enough fluid too quickly, I can put you into heart failure. The heart is simply not able to deal with the extra fluid. Now, if you have a weakened heart to begin with, it's much easier to overwhelm the system. So a lot of people that come into the hospital and they're given a diagnosis of heart failure, they may have just had a very high blood pressure spike and the heart is too stiff and they've had too much salt and too much fluid. They get labeled as heart failure. There are truly some people who have very weakened hearts, and they also have a diagnosis of heart failure. And then we get some people who show up with pneumonia and they're volume overloaded, and they also get called heart failure. Once you get labeled with something, it's sometimes hard to undo the label. But there are definitely a lot of people with heart failure out there.
Dr. Schussler, thank you for being here.
Thank you.